您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Statistics have revealed that over 80% of WeChat users have used emojis to express their attitude in conversation on WeChat in 2015. Why do we love emojis? And what types of emojis are most favored by users? 据公开的数据，2015年超过八成的微信用户使用过表情来表达自己的态度。为什么人们这么喜欢使用表情呢？最受欢迎的微信表情又是什么类型的呢？ First of all, guys, do you use emojis? And I just want to know that first.
Yes, I use them. I think we both do, but not to the extent
in being... Why do you know? How do you know what Luo Yu thinks?
I just look at Luo Yu's face, and he seems like an emoji type of guy. There's just something about him. I could see him using emojis. But in answer to...
Okay, Luo Yu, do you use emojis?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
I was right.
Being fair,
I was 80%.
Right.
Somehow I read it differently from Luo Yu. I thought he's not that kind of guy.
A bit more straightforward. But the thing is, I think the point...
He's a mystery. None of us can really get what he's like.
We don't know what he's thinking, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Okay, back to emojis. Sorry, guys.
So back to emojis. The thing about emojis is that we both use them, but I think the problem is now it's not the extent that they're being used, like in terms of the number of people. Mm. It's more about the style of how they're being used, which I think is causing a problem. Because when you use emojis, it's meant to be used to highlight a mood. And if you're using a mid-sentence, so I have work today, smiley face. That would, you know, show that I'm happy that I have work. If I said I have work today, crying face, that would indicate that I'm sad about work. And I think you guys get where I'm going with this. The problem is that you have a lot of people which are now using emojis to replace text completely. So they'll just send pictures as responses and not actually use any cognitive thought and actually write a sentence. And a lot of people find it quite frustrating, and I think it shows a large scale of laziness. What is with that face, Luo Yu? Is this something you do?
Look, can you...
It is. He's the culprit.
I'm having the emoji just now. But the thing is, can you replace all the cognitive sentences by using those emojis?
Yes, is the answer to that. If you look at conversations, especially the ones that have been reported in China, I think the extent of the emojis, and it's not just emojis, some of them you would actually clarify as a meme, which is basically a picture with some text, they're being used now instead of writing in general, and people are just sending pictures. And I think that's a bit of a problem, because it's just excessive laziness.
It's excessive laziness on the one hand, but on the other hand, it saves you the trouble to some extent.
That's Hoyang, you are the problem.
I'm not the problem here. Let me give you an example of how emojis work so perfectly, and sometimes there are things that are just best left unsaid, and an emoji just says everything. For example, there's this really popular emoji, smiley face. That is the most basic emoji of all. And if you send that to your boyfriend, for example, then it could mean so many things. It's subject to interpretation. And I think it works perfectly for, in this case, the girlfriend, that there's things that you don't want to say it out loud, but you want the other person to sort of get the idea and think about it. For example, that smiley face, it could mean, number one, I don't know if I can say the word B.
You can.
Okay. Anyway, so...
You're allowed.
No, I'm not going to say it, because I'm a lady. So, you little rat. Keep on lying, all right? So, Chinese would be, 小样继续编继续骗 And number two, it could mean, I've seen through everything. Number three, it could mean, everything is under my control. 一切尽在我的掌握中 Or number four, it's like, I'll just see you fool around, pretend, but I know what's going on. See, there's so many things that's been read out of it. So these days, if you don't know what an emoji means or what the interpretation of it could be, How could you even sustain your relationship? So much is going on online.
If you look at these very simple emoji, just the simple smiling face, back to 10 years ago or 15 years ago, it was quite simple, and the Chinese equivalent is he-he, right? So it doesn't have that much hidden connotations.
You know what else is open to interpretation, don't you guys? Words. We can use words to express everything that you gave us on that smiley list, He-Yang. I don't know why we're being limiting ourselves to something that's automatic rather than thinking of something ourselves and expressing it on our own. Doesn't that seem like a much better way to communicate with people?
And we've got a whole bunch of messages coming in. There's Pizza Xiumao Lin, hi, and says that I am a big fan of emojis. Sometimes emojis can express feelings that words cannot. And if you are really close, emojis are definitely better an interpretation of feelings. I see Sam shaking his head, but you just need to go with the tide. Sometimes words are not enough, and in this day and age, in order to master the skill of communication, you need to know how to use emojis.
But emojis are too much frequently used. I mean, sometimes people tend to be a little bit vain and pretentious.
I just keep thinking about what our listeners said about in regards to how there are some things that you can only express with emojis, but you can't with words. Don't know what to say. I'm actually genuinely quite speechless. I think that is the problem. And I'm going to persist on my point of view here that if we're getting to a point where we feel that we can't express a certain emotion with words, then, although this may sound a bit firm and a bit harsh, maybe we need to improve our ability to articulate ourselves. Because you should always be able to express yourself in your mother tongue. That's why we studied English at school. It's why, Law, you studied Chinese at school. It's why people take pride in being, for lack of a better word, well-spoken.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. But it's not just about you expressing yourself, because when it's communication, it's a two-way street. And I think sometimes the other end is not expecting a big paragraph. Please just send me whatever emoji of Zhou Jie, then I'd be super happy. For those who don't know Zhou Jie, he is his acting skills are really quite appalling, so I don't know what to say about that, but he is the master of acting with his nostrils, and he has found another success in his career by appearing in so many emojis. And I love using those emojis. And sometimes it's like I have very strong feelings and I don't want to put those in words. I just sent that emoji. And look at those huge nostrils. It expresses all I want to say.
Thank you, He-Yang. Your big speech there about nostrils has demonstrated my point of how far fallen we really are.
Yeah, he's been very famous for over-exaggerated and melodramatic facial expressions, I have to say.
This is not a Chinese phenomenon at all, actually. When you look at Dictionary's Word of the Year of 2015, it's not any word. It's a smiley face. Oh, it's the smiley
cry, is it?
Yes, yes, it's the smiley face with the tears. This is a global phenomenon, and I see, Sam, you look very distraught.
It's just like social economics, you know. It's great in theory, but in practice, filled with problems. I just can't approve. It's just me. It's just who I am, guys. I've always enjoyed expressing myself and articulating myself to the best of my ability. And whether it's been on the radio or on pen and paper, I've always enjoying a language. And I'm just not a big fan of emojis. It's just who I am. I guess I'm old-fashioned.
Oh, I think you have got the best of the two worlds. That on the one hand, you're old-fashioned in the sense that you still appreciate the worth of, you know, being able to articulate every single shred of your emotion. And that's not something that everybody can do these days. But on the other hand, you've sent me emojis occasionally, so you're not completely left behind in that sense. So, Sam, don't feel bad. I think you've got the best of the two worlds.
And thank you, He-Yang.
You're welcome. And our listeners seem to have a lot to say about emojis and the other topics that we've talked about. Bull Draco, hello, says something about, my best friend Xiao Hua. He still remembers a while ago on the show, Xiao Hua said that her favorite emoji is picking nose. I think that is such a Chinese emoji that is so popular among us, and it shows this nonchalant attitude that whatever you say, I'm picking my nose, I don't care, and I'll just watch, observe, and you do whatever, but I know the bottom of it.